be 50 miles per hour in the far north of Scotland and parts of Northern Ireland too later in the day. Temperatures around 10 to 15 degrees. Those outbreaks of rain push southwards overnight tonight. Tomorrow, a day of sunny spells and heavy thundery showers.
Ben Rich, thank you. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 27th of March. There are warnings of gales in Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, low 350 miles west of Rockall, 994, expected Faroes, 977, by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor in 40s and Dogger. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. Southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in Thames and 6 elsewhere. Drizzle in Fisher. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 to 5 later, veering west or northwest 4 to 6 later in Plymouth. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, northeast 2 to 4, backing northwest 3 to 5, showers good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasional rain good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in Irish Sea, veering west or northwest later. Drizzle, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwest, veering west, mainly 6 to gale 8, but 4 to 6 at first in Shannon, Malin and Hebrides. Occasionally, severe gale 9 later in Rockall and Hebrides. Rain, then showers, moderate or poor. Bailey, southwest 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic gale 8 to storm 10, then northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, then wintry showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in west. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southwest 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly becoming cyclonic, then northeasterly, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 for a time. Rain or snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest by west, 3. Recent drizzle, 9 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south, 4, 16 miles, 1009, falling. Lerwick, southwest by west, 5, recent precipitation, 5 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest by west, 4, 16 miles, 1013, falling more slowly. Bridlington, west-southwest, 4, 1019, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south-southeast, 1. 1 mile, 1023. Jersey, calm. 32 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 1. 50 metres, 1023. Scilly Automatic, south-southwest, 2. Recent drizzle, 15 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Valentia, south, 3. Mist, 4 miles, 1020, now rising. Ronald's Way, south-southwest, 4. Recent precipitation, 1,000 metres, 1019, falling slowly. Malin Head, south-southwest, 4. 13 miles, 1014, falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday, the 27th of March. The general situation, high pressure across southern and southeastern England will gradually decline during the next 24 hours, but will continue to give mainly settled conditions and only light or moderate breezes, albeit with some fog patches. Further north and west, a strengthening southwesterly flow will bring windier conditions with outbreaks of drizzle or rain. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable, mainly southerly 3 for a time in south, then occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain, then showers later, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 for a time later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first and 7 later. Rain at times later, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, then increasing 6 at times. Rain at times later, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally variable 2 at first, increasing 5 at times later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 2 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fog banks, then rain later, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first and good later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 or less, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 4 to 6 later in west. Fog banks, mainly in east at first, then rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, then veering northwesterly later in west. Rain later, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, veering westerly 4 to 6 later. Occasional drizzle, then rain for a time later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, south or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering west 4 to 6 later. Rain for a time, mainly later, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest 5 or 6 later. Fog patches at first, then rain for a time, good, occasionally very poor at first, then becoming moderate or poor for a time. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in east, then veering westerly later, rain at times, then showers later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, then veering westerly later. Rain at times, then showers later, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering west 5 to 7 later. Rain at times, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, then veering westerly later in west, rain or showers becoming squally later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Finally, Shetland Isles, southwest backing south 4 to 6, veering southwest 5 to 7 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate at first, and then poor later. And that's the Shipping Bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Richard Reddy.
Good morning. The clocks go forward this weekend, officially heralding British summertime. Like many people, I do look forward to this event as it coincides with all that is springing back to life in nature. However, one thing I don't look forward to is sorting out my back garden. Springtime means that those unruly weeds that I've never been able to root out will be rearing their unwanted presence all over the garden. It's one of those situations that you have to address head on. just won't go away. It will only get worse. What's more, every time I find myself looking out of a window and observing the growing chaos, I'll feel worse. You know, the ideal scenario would be to have a Mary Poppins-like neighbour who took it upon themselves to tidy my garden. But here's the thing, once I tidy it up, it looks great, and I can spend hours just gazing on my excellent handiwork, either from the window or while sitting in the actual garden. Yet I know that if I leave it alone for a while, literally take my eye off the proverbial ball, it will be back to square one with the weeds running amok. I know that much has been written about chaos being the supposed natural order of things in nature, and that our role is to bring a sense of order to that disorder. With regard to my garden, it's a case of little and often to make sure everything is ordered as opposed to chaotic, despite my natural inclination to leave it to its own devices. I pray that the Lord will give us the courage to face those things we find difficult, and the patience and persistence to revisit those challenges that reoccur in life. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Richard Reddy. Now it's time for Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. The Chancellor commits to building 300,000 homes every year. What will that mean for rural communities and farming?
I think we've got to think very carefully about how we deliver these increases in housing in a way that won't compromise other objectives around nature recovery and food production.
We'll have more on that a little later. First today, the House of Lords Environment Committee is investigating the presence of nitrogen pollution in waterways and the air. Yesterday, it took evidence from the Office for Environmental Protection, a